This morning on WCHL, four suspensions are handed out to members of UNC's football team just 3 days before kickoff. And while the investigation into the incident continues, we ask, when is taking a prank too far?
I think it's just using your best judgment. You got to use your head and make the best decision.
Believe it or not, the 2014 elections are just around the corner, and local Democrats say they want to see a big change in the state legislature.
I believe that now is the time that we elect people who care about people.
And the summer months took a hit on jobs in Orange County and across the state. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, lots of focus has been given to off-the-field issues for the UNC football team while the coaching staff tries to keep the crosshairs on Liberty. Plus, we'll take a look at the UNC women's soccer team's upcoming trip to the left coast with a tall order in front of the women. And
can we please start another football season without more controversy?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 at WCHL. We have 64 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Look for a high today in the low 90s. It's going to be hot. We'll have partly sunny skies and just a slight chance of rain late in the day. But again, the temperatures are going to be up there today, a little higher than they have been all week. UNC has suspended four players from Saturday's season opener, according to head coach Larry Fedora. Desmond Lawrence, Brian Walker, MJ Stewart, and Donnie Miles were suspended for violating team rules, according to coach Larry Fedora. Lawrence and Walker are starters on the defense, both at the cornerback position. Stewart is the top backup at that position, and Miles is a backup at the Ram position. Fedora said he doesn't believe the suspension will go beyond Saturday's season opener against Liberty. What's the difference between hazing and a prank gone wrong? A UNC source close to the football program says the media has the incident the university is investigating all wrong. This has nothing to do with hazing, the source said. It was a prank that went badly, and the kid, Boyer, is horrified that he's been identified. The alleged victim is walk-on redshirt freshman wide receiver Jackson Boyer, who said a number of his teammates physically assaulted him. The incident was first reported by Yahoo Sports as an altercation between multiple players at the Aloft Hotel on North Carolina 54 in the first week of August. The football team was staying there during fall camp. Chapel Hill Police Public Information Sergeant Brian Walker said, as there are no reports of an incident filed in August at the Aloft Hotel. But what's a prank and what is considered taking it too far? Former UNC offensive lineman Brian Chakos says pranks happen on a regular basis among football players.
When you have that age group of 18 to 21-year-old young adults together and they spend so much time together, it definitely turns into a brotherhood, into a family atmosphere where, you know, I pulled pranks on my older brother. It's the same kind of thing here. You develop such close relationships that pranks are done quite a bit.
He says people need to be smart about how far those pranks go.
Can some guys get carried away? Absolutely. Some students on campus get carried away all the time. And our general public gets carried away sometimes with some certain things. So I think it's just using your best judgment. You got to use your head and make the best decision.
And he says hazing is something the coaching staff stresses that there just isn't time for.
You're so consumed with school, you're consumed with lifting weights, you're consumed with getting ready, obviously, for Liberty or whoever your opponent is.
Again, that is Brian Chakos. The university has a written statement posted in the student affairs section of its website. It states, in part, UNC expressly prohibits hazing or any activity that puts a student's physical, emotional, or psychological health and safety at risk. It also defines hazing, but it doesn't outline a punishment if someone is found guilty of it. Head coach Larry Fedora said on Tuesday after his radio show that he wasn't able to talk about the incident until the investigation has concluded. Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham and Vice Chancellor for Communication Joel Curran have said the same thing. WCHL News Time, 610. More news coming up in just a moment.
Friends, we want to make you aware of a Diamond Security Administration alert that's currently in effect. Yes, we are members of the DSA, the Diamond Security Administration, and the alert in effect is all about protecting your precious diamonds. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. If it's been more than 6 months since you've had your diamond checked by our professionals, please come and see us. Those little prongs around your diamond are your diamond's security system, and they wear down, they break, and suddenly your diamond can disappear. To protect your diamond, come see us today. Our experts will check it carefully to make sure your security system is doing its job. If there's any danger, we'll tell you what measures are called for to make sure your diamond stays safe. This inspection is absolutely free. And the good news is you don't have to go through an x-ray machine or take your shoes off. Grimble Jewelers, we are your DSA experts, and we'll make sure your diamond is completely safe. Grimble Jewelers, for 30 years, the Triangle's most trusted source for contemporary custom design and fine estate jewelry, offered by perfectionist jewelers and a passionate, knowledgeable staff in a friendly, stress-free environment.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt a Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Meadowmont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. This month, we're offering a sale on Stella and Chewy's products, including a free sample of their fresh pet food, and receive a free blueberry facial treatment with the purchase of a full or mini grooming. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
Go! Touchdown, Carolina!
The beginning of the Carolina football season will be here soon. The Tar Heels will open with a home game against Liberty Saturday at 6 p.m. in Keenan Stadium. You can count on Countdown to Kickoff starting at 3 only on your News Talk and Tar Heel station. All the games, all season. Pre-game and post-game coverage also streaming live on chapelboro.com. The tradition continues with Carolina football right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Tar Heels, down he goes!
WCHL News Time is 6:12. Seven General Assembly candidates, all but one of them Democrats, answered questions and gave brief campaign speeches to an audience at North Carolina Central University last night. The forum was organized by the League of Women Voters for Orange, Durham, and Chatham counties, and WCHL's Danny Hooley was there.
I believe that North Carolina is at a crossroads. I believe that now is the time that we elect people who care about people.
That's Senator Valerie Fushi, a Democrat representing Chatham and Orange District 23. Fushi was one of seven candidates running for the NC General Assembly in 2014 to attend Wednesday's forum in the H.M. Michaud Jr. School of Education Building Auditorium. There were five other Democrats on the stage, including the building's namesake, House Representative H.M. Mickey Michaud, a Democrat who's represented Durham District 31 for more than three decades. During his five-minute speech, Michaud told student voters that he's pushed, by his estimation, about $500 million of NCCU funding through the General Assembly during his career. He also said that the current Republican majority has set North Carolina back, quote, about 140 years in terms of voting rights for African Americans. He recalled a conversation he had with his friend, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., during the 1960s.
Martin instilled in me one thing. We need political power more desperately than any other group in American society.
Michaud also blasted Republican leaders for cutting minority economic development programs from the state budget. Other Durham Democrats in the forum included Senator Mike Woodard, representing Durham, Person, and Caswell District 22, District 30 Representative Paul Lubke of Durham, and Senator Floyd McKissick Jr. of Durham and Granville District 20. Lubke criticized Republicans for giving $300 million in tax breaks to, quote, the wealthy, while raising taxes, as he said, on the middle class by adding a 7% tax to movie tickets. Besides Fushi, Orange County was represented at the forum by District 56 Representative Verla Insko. Insko cut into Republicans as well, saying they got it wrong on the economy by believing in a trickle-down theory that, in her words, quote, never worked.
Instead of cutting the fraud and waste, they cut education.
The panel was rounded out by half-turn Representative Robert Reeves II, a Democrat representing District 54 in Chatham and Lee counties, and Herman Joubert, Woodard's Republican challenger for the District 22 Senate seat. Joubert is a substitute teacher and bus driver for Caswell County Schools and the chair of the Caswell County Republican Party. In his remarks, Joubert called the public school system a monopoly that could use some competition. He also made a case for gun rights.
Our founding fathers and the Constitution provided for us the right to keep and bear arms. And that's not anything we should be apologizing about. Any gun, I can place a gun on this table, and as long as it sits there, nobody will get injured.
Fushi's Republican opponent Mary Lopez Carter was not present, nor was Dave Carter, who's running against Insko. Carter and Lopez Carter are married. League of Women Voters of Orange, Durham, and Chatham President Brenda Rogers told WCHL that Representative Greg Meyer of District 50 in Durham and Orange said he could not attend due to a schedule conflict. His Republican opponent Rod Cheney was also absent. You can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A coalition led by North Carolina's NAACP is wrapping up a week of demonstrations at the state capitol in Raleigh with a rally for voting rights. Thursday's rally, today's rally, and so it coincides with the 51st anniversary of the March on Washington led by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Each of the 7 days of protest focused on a different theme, including labor rights, education, and women's rights. NAACP leaders in several other states were planning protests at their own state capitals this month. North Carolina's demonstrations have been led by the organizers of the Moral Monday protest of conservative public policy at the North Carolina legislature. Unemployment rates inched up across the state last month, including right here in Orange County. The local unemployment rate rose from 4.8% in June to 5.3% in July, according to the North Carolina Department of Commerce. It's still lower than the statewide rate of 6.9%. Orange County has the eighth lowest unemployment rate in the state, with about 3,900 people looking for work in the Durham-Chapel Hill metro area. The majority of job losses were in the education, health services, and government sectors. Statewide, more than 322,000 workers are currently seeking employment. Officials warn the July numbers are preliminary and not adjusted for seasonal variations. August numbers will be released in mid-September. WCHL News Time, 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Rand Northam is in the WCHL newsroom. He'll be keeping a close eye on morning traffic all morning long. Right now, we're not aware of any problems out there. Not a lot of traffic so far, but the situation, as you know, will change, as it always does, in the next little while here. And you'll hear from Rand coming up in about a half hour. Now, if you'd like to reach us in the newsroom anytime throughout the day, 919-967-8363 is your number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast. It's a good way to start your day. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers on your way to wherever you're going. Remember, Cruisers, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor weather presented by the Carolina Inn. It is 64 degrees right now, a little bit warmer than it was yesterday at this time. Partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the low 90s. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and the lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 20% chance of rain and not as hot. High tomorrow in the upper 80s. And looking ahead a little bit, on Saturday we'll have partly sunny skies with the highs around 88. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s one more time, but there will be a 30% chance of rain coming up on Sunday. So, warmer temperatures, but not a lot warmer. Actually, another pretty good day today at WCHL. It is 6:19. I'm Ron Stutz, and time now for WCHL Championship Sports. And first of all, we're going to start with a look at Carolina football. UNC football coach Larry Fedora says he can't help but worry that this week's focus on an off-the-field incident has taken some of his players' focus off the opponent, Liberty.
You know me, I worry about every kind of thing that could be a distraction, but I know this is we've got a large amount of players on this football team that have worked their rear ends off for a long point to get to this point. So it would be a shame and a tragedy to let any kind of distraction to keep you from playing at your best. So that's my job, is to make sure that doesn't happen.
Wednesday's announcement of four suspensions removes cornerbacks Dez Lawrence, MJ Stewart, and Brian Walker, as well as Donnie Miles from the season opener against the Flames. Coach Fedora said he's confident those suspensions won't limit what the Tar Heels can accomplish this weekend.
We're not going to change the game plan or anything. We've got other guys that have been preparing to play in those positions also. So now that there's just less depth defensively and on special teams. A couple of guys may have to move around a little bit to help us in some positions, but we'll get it covered.
Number 23 in North Carolina and the FCS Big South's Liberty kick off at 6 p.m. on Saturday at Keenan Stadium. Pregame coverage on WCHL begins at 3 o'clock with the UNC Healthcare Countdown to Kickoff presented by Stanley Martin Holmes live from downtown Chapel Hill right in front of University United Methodist Church. That'll be followed by The Good Sports with Artsy and Bob Lee. Again, our coverage blasts into the night right here on WCHL. In other sports news this morning, there's plenty of buzz around the Atlantic Coast Conference with the addition of a new team, the latest Heisman Trophy winner and the reigning national champion. Top-ranked Florida State's run to the national title and the arrival of fast-rising Louisville have raised the ACC's national profile. But the strength of the league as a whole this season could depend on the arms of numerous unproven commodities at quarterback. Besides Jameis Winston, the Seminoles Heisman winner, of course, at least 10 schools will debut new starting quarterbacks in the ACC this week, including three transfers and a couple of true freshmen. Clemson's Cole Stout, who's replacing Taj Boyd, says concerns have been unfounded. He says people are underestimating what we have, looking at all the negatives instead of the positives that we have. Number 9, UNC women's soccer team, 1-1 on the season now, heads west, hoping for some revenge when it takes on top-ranked and defending national champions UCLA on Friday night at 10 o'clock. The Bruins knocked the Tar Heels out of the NCAA tournament a year ago. Meanwhile, UNC men's team, ranked number 6 in the preseason, begins its regular season right here in Chapel Hill this weekend. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
Head coach Anson Dorrance says he's really encouraged by the play of his talented but young women's squad in the opening weekend of action at the Carolina Nike Classic. The Tar Heels split a pair of games against top-flight competition in the form of number 4 Stanford and Ohio State.
I like the team. I like my team. I think we've got some promise against a very experienced and talented Stanford team. I thought we were the dominant team and created a lot of chances in that game.
Freshman Megan Buckingham leads the youth movement on UNC's roster. Buckingham scored the winning goal against OSU in the second half of a thrilling 1-0 victory Sunday at Fetzer Field in front of over 2,400 fans. Buckingham says she's been motivated and pushed hard by the upperclassmen.
They're also welcoming, but then they also push you to be the best you can be. So even at practice, if you're having a bad day, they lift you up. And if you're having a really good day, they push you harder.
One of those influential upperclassmen is junior forward Summer Green. Green says she's liked the opportunities the Tar Heel offense is creating, but knows they'll need to finish their shots more efficiently as the season progresses.
Super impressed. I was really excited for everyone. They all got to the end line, were able to cross it. We were able to cut in, but we weren't able to finish those crosses that were in the air. And we tried to figure that out at halftime, but we kept coming at them, and we'll work on it, keep putting them away, but I was really impressed with everyone that went out there and was able to create chances.
With the Friday night showdown with UCLA looming large, Coach Dorrance says Carolina needs to play smarter on offense to take it to the next level.
The challenge for us is to figure out a way to do smarter things in the attacking third. Find seams, get in line, make near post runs, redirect shots low as opposed to high or over the bar. And that'll be the sign of a mature attacking team.
The UNC-UCLA game will be televised on the Pac-12 network. As for the men, they'll be looking to defend home turf in the Carolina Nike Classic when they face the 25th-ranked Cal Bears and follow that up with a tough Sunday meeting with number 2 UCLA. After a disappointing 2-1 defeat at Wake Forest in the Tar Heels' final exhibition match, UNC will surely be hungry to make amends this weekend. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Now to the NFL. Cam Newton says he feels great and there's no doubt in his mind he'll be ready to play in the Panthers' season opener on September 7th against Tampa Bay. Carolina's fourth-year quarterback is recovering from a hairline fracture to multiple ribs and says he's improving with each day. Newton says, and I quote, "I'm moving forward and trying to stay optimistic about this process." Panthers coach Ron Rivera says he's certain Newton will play in week 1. Newton will travel with the team to Pittsburgh but will not play this weekend against the Steelers. Actually, that game is tonight. In the preseason finale, Newton, who's never missed a start in 3 seasons, says he will continue to get treatment. "So when I'm called upon, I won't have to hold back." That's quote. And the Steelers and Panthers have to set their rosters at 53 players by the end of the weekend. Backup quarterback Landry Jones and Joe Webb are hoping to stick around. Webb's spot with the Panthers is pretty secure. He could play the whole game tonight. Cam Newton will sit. Backup Derek Anderson is with his wife, who's expecting a child. 625.
Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Most international stories have been bumped by the ordeals of the journalists kidnapped in Syria. The barbaric execution of James Foley, and now the release of Peter Theo Curtis, who stood outside his mother's house in Cambridge and expressed the kind of deep gratitude that comes from having survived 22 months in the hands of zealots who hold life cheap.
"I suddenly remember how good the American people are and what kindness they have in their hearts. And to all those people, I say a huge thank you from my heart, from the bottom of my heart."
And all this is reinforcing a brutal image of Islam and drowning out the mainstream imams who now see their religion reduced to a recruiting tool for terrorists. More after this from Charlie.
Think about summer and how much more often you open your garage door. And think about this. 1 in 15 garage doors may lack the latest safety features or may not be operating properly. That's a good reason, I think, to do LiftMaster's 3-step safety check. It'll also give you a chance to win garage makeovers for you and up to 10 neighbors. Learn more at liftmaster.com/garage safety.
No purchase necessary. 50 U.S. and D.C. only. 18 plus. Final entry 9914. See rules for details. Void where prohibited.
Here are some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact 1, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact 3, Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
You may have seen those recruiting videos made by Western converts to the ISIS version of Islam, one of whom admitted his religious education was based on reading Islam for Dummies. But there's another side to the story. In the last week, the website Imams Online has posted statements by senior imams in Britain unequivocally condemning everything ISIS stands for.
Brothers and sisters, if I could tell you in one sentence about ISIS, I would say they're evil, they're corrupt, they are self-seeking, vicious people. Don't get mixed up with them.
That seems pretty clear.
I think the best way to describe ISIS is that they're cowboys. They don't represent the religion. They're not qualified to represent the religion.
Not qualified, as in, if they think ISIS is a one-way ticket to heaven, they're going to be really surprised when the doors open.
As a Sunni Muslim, I do not accept the Khilafah of ISIS. I consider ISIS as a terrorist organization.
We are Muslims united against ISIS, against terrorism, against pain and suffering.
I admit I am not personally familiar with the credentials of these imams, but their knowledge does seem a little deeper than Islam for Dummies. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
August is the official back-to-school season, so Performance Chevrolet is joining the old bandwagon with our own back-to-school event. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Joanne had to say about her Performance Chevrolet experience.
As always, my experience with Performance in Chapel Hill is an added plus when it comes to customer service. My sales rep is on top of everything that's needed to keep my Malibu on point. I love this place called Performance. Thank you. You guys are the best.
Now that's a wow. During our August back-to-school event, you can purchase a new Chevrolet for up to $6,000 off MSRP. Wow. Outstanding value throughout your Performance Chevrolet experience. That's the Performance promise.
Stock number C4018. Dealer retains rebates. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 31 August 2014.
Performance Chevrolet loves to give back to the community. Our nonprofit spotlight this month is PTA Thrift Shop. Learn more about their mission at ptathriftshop.org. Visit PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
It's amazing what you can find in your own backyard. Whether you need a springboard to a bachelor's degree or a second chance at success, Durham Technical Community College has provided high-quality, affordable, and convenient technical and career education for more than 50 years. Watch your mailbox for the Fall Continuing Education Catalog. Visit durhamtech.edu, call 919-536-7200, or stop by our Durham or Orange County campus and find out just how far you can go.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair by Brittany. It's 50% off salon services. Choose from two hair treatment options. A shampoo deep conditioning treatment, trim and style, is only $32.50, normally a $65 value. Brittany Moore is a licensed cosmetologist who is now accepting clients at the Company Hair and Nail Salon in Durham on Shannon Road. Brittany is experienced with both cuts and color. She will cater to your personal style and create a look that's just for you. It's half off from Hair by Brittany, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All day and all night. This is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
64 degrees, 630 at WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, a little bit warmer today, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the low 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain and the low around 68. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies. skies with a 20% chance of rain and the high in the upper 80s. Now for your weekend on Friday night, slight chance of showers, lows about 68 degrees. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low down around 70. And on Sunday, partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain with a high in the upper 80s.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
You know, another American may have been killed fighting for ISIS in Syria. The unidentified fighter is from the Somali community in suburban Minneapolis, a growing concern there and worldwide.
They have recruited a large number of foreigners, especially those from Europe and even from the United States and Canada. So they have a very large reach. They have an ability to spread their tentacles across the Persian Gulf.
Terrorism expert Sanjan Gohel.
ISIS is one of the best and most well-funded terrorist organizations in the world. They have managed to finance themselves.
Abdurizak Bihi, an activist in the Somali community in the Twin Cities area, says that women also are being recruited.
Nobody was worried about female, but we were aware about their messages. They were sending last few months over the internet, recruiting women, young women, to be married off to the jihadists.
CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
64 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of about 92. The University of North Carolina has suspended four players from Saturday's season opener, according to head football coach Larry Fedora. Desmond Lawrence, Brian Walker, MJ Stewart, and Donnie Miles were all suspended for violating team rules. Lawrence and Walker are starters on the defense, both at the cornerback position. Stewart is the top backup at that position. Miles is a backup at the Ram position. Fedora said he doesn't believe the suspension will go beyond Saturday's season opener against Liberty. What is the difference between hazing and a prank gone wrong? A UNC source close to the football program says the media has the incident the university is investigating all wrong. This has nothing to do with hazing, the source said. It was a prank that went badly, and the kid, Boyer, is horrified that he's been identified. The alleged victim is walk-on redshirt freshman wide receiver Jackson Boyer, who said a number of his teammates physically assaulted him. The incident was first reported by Yahoo Sports as an altercation between multiple players at the Aloft Hotel on North Carolina 54 in the first week of August. Football team was staying there during fall camp. Chapel Hill Police Public Information Sergeant Brian Walker says there are no reports of any incidents filed in August at the Aloft Hotel. But what's a prank? And one is considered taking it too far. Former UNC offensive lineman Brian Chakos says pranks happen on a regular basis among football players.
You have that age group of 18 to 21-year-old young adults together, and they spend so much time together. It definitely turns into a brotherhood, into a family atmosphere where, you know, I pulled pranks on my older brother. It's the same kind of thing here. You develop such close relationships that pranks are done quite a bit.
He says people need to be smart about how far the pranks go.
Can some guys get carried away? Absolutely. Some students on campus get carried away all the time. And our general public gets carried away sometimes with some certain things. So I think it's just using your best judgment. You got to use your head and make the best decision.
And Chaco says hazing is something the coaching staff stresses that there just isn't time for.
You're so consumed with school. You're consumed with lifting weights. You're consumed with getting ready, obviously, for Liberty or whoever your opponent is.
UNC has a written statement posted in the student affairs section of its website. It states, in part, UNC expressly prohibits hazing or any activity that puts a student's physical, emotional, or psychological health and safety at risk. It also defines hazing, but it doesn't outline a punishment if someone is found guilty of hazing. Head coach Larry Fedora said on Tuesday night after his radio show that he was not able to talk about the incident until the incident has concluded. Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham and Vice Chancellor for Communication Joel Curran have both said the same thing. A coalition led by North Carolina's NAACP is wrapping up a week of demonstrations at the state capitol in Raleigh with a rally for voting rights. Today's rally coincides with the 51st anniversary of the March on Washington, led by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Each of the 7 days of protest focused on a different theme, including labor rights, education, and women's rights. NAACP leaders in several other states are planning protests at their own state capitals. North Carolina's demonstrations have been led by the organizers of the Moral Monday protests of conservative public policy at the North Carolina legislature. Alert Carolina announced on Wednesday that the University of North Carolina is providing students with a new phone app that acts as a personal safety device. According to a news release, the Rave Guardian Campus Safety app creates an online safety network that allows students to check in with family, friends, Department of Public Safety officers, and other trusted resources for providing assistance on campus and around town. The app includes a timer that alerts public safety and designated friends or family members if the timer isn't turned off when the user arrives at an unfamiliar place. Rave Guardian users may also contact UNC Public Safety directly if help is needed and send text messages, including photos, to report any suspicious activity. A personal smart 911 safety profile on the app may include crucial medical and residential information that can be displayed to UNC Public Safety officers as well as 911 centers nationwide when a student is in need of assistance. The app can be downloaded on both Apple and Android devices and is provided free of charge. You can find a link for downloading the app in this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Same-sex couples who want Governor Pat McCrory to keep out of pending litigation challenging North Carolina's gay marriage ban say it's past time for them to have the same privileges as traditional married couples. Gay rights advocates delivered to McCrory's office in Raleigh on Wednesday 5,000 names of people who don't want him to defend the 2012 constitutional amendment approved by voters limited marriage to a man and a woman. About 6,000 more petitions were delivered on Wednesday to McCrory offices in Charlotte and near Asheville. Attorney General Roy Cooper announced his office would no longer defend the ban after a similar Virginia prohibition was ruled unconstitutional. Graham Dixon of Raleigh married his male partner in New York in 2012. He says it's inevitable that North Carolina's amendment will be voided. In news around town this morning, you can head to Hillsboro tomorrow for another round of Last Fridays, sponsored by the Hillsboro Arts Council. In addition to the events and happenings downtown, the Burwell School Historic Site is hosting a special performance by the Mount Bright Baptist Church Gospel Choir on the front lawn at the Burwell School starting at 6:30. It is free and open to the public. Again, this is tomorrow. You can take chairs and blankets, and punch will be served. And the Orange County Department on Aging invites you to an open forum entitled Aging with Arms Stretched Wide in Welcome. That is next Thursday, September 4th at 7 p.m. at the Seymour Center on Homestead Road here in Chapel Hill. The event will be an open conversation about living in the moment, learning to let go, and coping with the experience of loss. The forum will be led by John Sullivan, Emeritus Philosophy Professor at Elon University, and Bolton Anthony, the founder of Second Journey. You can get all our News Around Town stories and our News Around Town link on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time is 6:39. Lou Margolis has today's commentary. And that's on the way next.
Hello, it's Gaines Steele with a new Last Unicorn message. Quote, we got bored already being retired and all. What's the point if you can't wheel and deal? Close quote. The little boy who cried wolf simply aged out and rehired a dadgum unicorn as a whimsical partner. Good grief. Now, right now, we're opening Unicorn Forest, a new outdoor showroom with lots of pretties. Come wander. The new Unicorn Forest opens September 1st, Labor Day. Previews Saturday and Sunday, August 30 and 31. Do come. Till then, Gaines.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day, great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
The Chapel Hill-based Super Cooper Little Red Wagon Foundation's mission is to provide a home and support for families fighting childhood cancer in the WCHL viewing area. On September 20th, please join us in Southern Village Community for a 5K rock and run and family festival to support this great cause. There will be activities for all ages and interests, a 5K race, live music, food trucks, and games for all ages. Festivities start at 3 p.m. Find more information and register now at supercooperswagon.org. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Good morning. It is 64 degrees, 640 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. It is the quiet calm of summer on a college campus, but the quiet this year seems heightened by anticipation of the report by investigator Kenneth Weinstein on the unresolved athletic scandals at UNC. Further, the NCAA, that stalwart institution of educational and athletic integrity, is reopening its investigation of the UNC athletic scandals, although we have heard little during the quiet of summer. Two questions come to mind. First, what good is the NCAA? By any measure, more than enough fodder has emerged to warrant investigation by an athletics oversight body. The purpose of the NCAA is, in its words, to govern competition in a fair, safe, equitable, and sportsmanlike manner, and to integrate intercollegiate athletics into higher education so that the educational experience of the student athlete is paramount. More than enough academic compromise has been exposed at UNC, threats to fairness and sportsmanship, to think that the NCAA might be curious or even motivated to act long before Rashad McCants provocatively spoke about his stunning academic record, or Julius Nongoro agreed to testify about his role in return for having felony charges dropped. As a recent U.S. Senate hearing has suggested, perhaps the real purpose of the NCAA is something other than fairness and a paramount educational experience for students who play big-time college revenue sports. Second, why continue to muck around in the past? I know that many are angered by the often repeated recitation of past events by the News and Observer, like the chorus in a Greek tragedy, each time a new piece of the scandal is revealed. I think repeating the narrative serves a vital purpose. The athletic scandal at UNC and those as yet undisclosed athletic scandals at our sister schools are so stunning, so at odds with what universities should be doing, that the recitation of facts is a kind of scholarly cold water in the face, forcing us to rethink and re-examine how we allowed ourselves to get into this predicament. Looking at the facts this way and that, again and again, may help us to diagnose the problem in order to design appropriate therapy. As one doctor has said, treatment without diagnosis is malpractice. Perhaps Kenneth Weinstein will finally lead us to a diagnosis of what the disease is at Carolina. Sadly, however, even if we arrive at a diagnosis for Carolina, the virus of the corruption of big-time sports, or the bacteria that has caused so many universities to compromise their missions for big-time sports, is still raging in the population. To those troubled by the media's unwillingness to let the past be the past, I remind you of William Faulkner's wisdom in Requiem for a Nun. The past isn't dead, it isn't even past. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora is brought to you by the Omni Homestead Resort.
Carolina Football hosts Liberty on Saturday at 6 o'clock to open the 2014 season. And the Tar Heels have not yet named a starting quarterback. However, head coach Larry Fedora and his staff have made decisions on numerous other positions, including defensive end, where talented redshirt freshman Dewan Drennan will get the start.
Yeah, Dewan Drennan has really stepped up and had a heck of a camp. He's come a long way. He can really run. He's gotten really strong. I mean, he has really benefited from his year and a half with Lou. And his staff, I mean, they've done a great job.
Add adventure to your summer at the Omni Homestead Resort, where you can explore 2,000 scenic acres at one of the nation's premier resorts located in the mountains of Virginia, and receive special savings by booking using the promo code TARHEELS. The Homestead features activities for all ages, including golf, an expansive water park, luxury accommodations at the historic hotel, and more. Book your adventure package at homestead.com and enter promo code TARHEELS to enjoy 40% off your room rate with the adventure package. Visit the Homestead today.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
The left tackle spot on Carolina's offensive line had a heated competition during preseason training camp. Sophomore John Ferranto will get the nod there over true freshman Bentley Spain.
I think John's been the most consistent. He's doing a really nice job pass blocking. His run blocking, it was where his strength is. He's an aggressive kid. He's pretty athletic. So, you know, I think I would say right now he would be the guy that has separated himself at that left tackle.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
All right, season opener Saturday at 6 o'clock. Our coverage will begin at 3 o'clock with UNC Healthcare Countdown to Kickoff presented by Stanley Martin Homes. We'll be broadcasting live from downtown Chapel Hill on East Franklin Street. We'll be right in front of University United Methodist Church on the lawn there, and we hope you will come by and say hello as you get ready for the game. Countdown to Kickoff is followed by The Good Sports with Art Chansky and Bob Lee right here on WCHL.
If you've been looking for a different healthcare experience, visit Chapel Hill Primary Care. Built on the promise of prompt, compassionate, and personalized care, Chapel Hill Primary Care provides patient-centered preventative medical care and treatment of acute as well as chronic health conditions for adolescents and adults. Located in the beautiful Chapel Hill Doctors Healthcare Center off Weaver Dairy Road, offering free parking, first floor access, no facility fees, an on-site lab, and minimal to no wait time. At Chapel Hill Primary Care, patients really do come first. Visit chapelhillprimarycare.com. Immediate appointments available.
It's amazing what you can find in your own backyard. Whether you need a springboard to a bachelor's degree or a second chance at success, Durham Technical Community College has provided high-quality, affordable, and convenient technical and career education for more than 50 years. Watch your mail for the Fall Continuing Education Catalog. Visit durhamtech.edu, call 919-536-7200, or stop by our Durham or Orange County campus and find out just how far you can go.
Have your office order online from Dickey's today. Now everyone can conveniently order and pay online. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats to choose from, along with fresh home-style sides and salads, we will have something for everyone in the office. Order online at Dickey's.com today. We will have it ready for you when you're ready. Dickey's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, or downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together, and traffic is brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. And before we get started with traffic, let me just tell you that Rand Northam is looking good as always this morning. Of course, he gets to look better and better throughout the week. He improves from day to day. How's it going?
And you know, it's all luck because I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so
you get dressed
stumbling
in the dark
around to say, yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, but didn't you tell me that Randy sometimes picked out your clothes?
Sometimes, but she's definitely not up that early, so yeah. Sometimes she'll give me a little pointer the night before or something like that. So if not, it'll be the day after, and it's just too late and say, why did you wear that?
To keep you from committing some kind of fashion faux pas.
That's right.
Once in a while, thing happens at my house, but I think Bev has pretty much given up on me. So I just do what I do in the dark. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you.
What's happening with traffic?
Traffic moving smoothly right now. Just the usual morning delays that we see about this time, so nothing major out there. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely. Two quick things for you, Ron. One, I completed the ice bucket challenge yesterday.
Yeah, when did you do that?
I did it yesterday afternoon.
I kind of missed it.
Yeah, well,
I was involved with some other stuff.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Actually, I just kind of went out and did it myself and took the video. But the video is now posted. You can find it on our Facebook page, WCHL's Facebook page. So check that out and raising money for a great cause. Of course, I did it just as you did in honor of Vivian Connell, as she was recently diagnosed with ALS. So we certainly send that out to her. Now, the other thing I have for you is Ron, a jumper cable walks into a bar. The bartender says, "I'll serve you, but don't start anything." And that is to remind everyone that we've got a clean joke of the day coming up next hour, just about this time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And Aaron Keck does the honors today.
Excellent.
But there's a rumor floating around that Freddie Kiger's going to do some clean jokes.
Oh, boy. You know those will be good.
Yeah.
Can you call him clean jokes if Freddie Kiger's doing
it? Yeah. Yeah, he cleans it up pretty well.
That's good. Let me get out of here before he runs in and smacks me upside the head.
That's a good idea. Right. Hey, listen, thanks for accepting my challenge.
You bet.
Also on the ALS ice bucket
and
thing.
And, hey, I got to say, my wife, Randy, she turned around and in less than 12 hours completed the challenge that I sent to her. She was not happy with me about it, but she did complete it, and it's funny. It's really good.
Good for her. Yeah. I'll have to check that one out, too.
Definitely.
Hey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. And Crown Honda of South Point is the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now, your WCHL Chapel Hill cover of weather, 64 degrees, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s, not quite as bad as we had said earlier in the week. Earlier, we were saying the middle 90s, low 90s. I don't know if it makes that much of a difference. Tonight, partly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and the low of about 68. And then tomorrow, we'll look at it partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, and the high in the upper 80s. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a whole bunch of those to talk about this morning. Actor Ken Jenkins, 74 years old today. Actor David Soul is 71. You know who he is? David Soul was on Starsky and Hutch, but also had a brief singing career. Former Major League Baseball manager and player Lou Piniella, 71 years old today. Actress Barbara Bach is 68 years old today. Just happens to be married to Ringo Starr. Actress Deborah Mooney is 67 years old today. Wayne Osmond, one of the Osmond brothers, 63 years old today. Actor Daniel Stern, 57. Olympic gold medal figure skater Scott Hamilton is 56 today. Actress Emma Sams is 54. Actress Jennifer Coolidge is 53. Actress Amanda Tapping is 49. Shania Twain is 49 years old today. I like Shania. Actor Jack Black, 45. Actor Jason Priestley is 45. Olympic gold medal swimmer Janet Evans is 43 today. Actress Carly Pope is 34. Country singer Jake Owen is 33. Country singer Leanne Rimes, 32. Sarah Romer, an actress, 30 years old today. Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine is 28 years old today. Cassidy Pope, who was the winner of The Voice on TV, is 25 years old today. Actor Kyle Massey is 23. And reality TV star Alana Thompson, also known as Honey Boo Boo, is 9. Oh, gosh, I can't believe I even said that. It was on the list. I didn't even notice. I hate giving any kind of publicity to that stupid show. We have some local celebrities who are celebrating birthdays today. Gene Peace. Happy birthday, buddy. Also, Fran Gualtieri has a birthday today. And our birthday winner of the day, ladies and gentlemen, my friend, musician, all-around good guy, Lance White, is 60 years old today. Oh, you can't deny it anymore, Lance. You're getting old, buddy. But remember, growing old is mandatory, but growing up is optional. And you have definitely exercised that option. Lance White, happy birthday from the UPS store. He's going to get a $10 gift certificate from UPS, where they love taking care of their customers. And happy birthday, Lance, from all of us at WCHL. 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome into the studio Freddie Kiger.
Thank you. Are you up to your eyeballs as of late?
I am, man. I'm just overwhelmed with all the stuff that's going on right now.
Yeah, it's you know, here we go.
Everybody back in town.
Back in town.
School's cranked up again.
School's cranked up. We got football seasons. We got countdown to kickoff.
Yeah.
I'm working two games on Saturday. I know you're going to be working before, during, and after the football game.
Absolutely, man. I'm ready.
Here we go.
It's a busy time of the year.
Here we go. Yeah.
If you didn't get rest over the summer, then it's just too late now. You got to wait several months before it cranks down again.
Yep. And I will say this.
What?
Football team.
Yeah.
Can we pull it? Come on, guys. I'm sick and tired of reading about us screwing up.
I know, man. I mean, these guys.
I'm not blaming any one person or anything, but I'm just, come on. We're under a microscope. Are you kidding?
Absolutely right. We are in the spotlight. Our behavior off the field needs to be just impeccable. And, I mean, it's, you know, here we go again.
But now that we're both reacting, we don't know all the facts. We don't know every, all, you know. But
I can just tell you, I was really upset when I heard about
it. I mean, to look, you know, just say, oh, here we go again. Two or three, 4 days before the season starts, and we get to deal with something else.
Yeah, and then all this other stuff will get brought back up again just when we're excited about the opening game and everything.
I'm sorry. But it just, it's frustrating.
I know, it really is.
I mean, I know Coach Fedora and his staff are just sick.
They're probably more frustrated than anybody. All right. Well, hey, let's talk happy talk here.
All right, we're going to do literature.
Literature?
Yes, we'll go from athletics to academics, where I know a significant proportion of our population would like to be.
Let me call up Wayne Pond,
okay?
Because I'm sure he could probably help me with this question. But anyway, in lieu of getting Wayne Pond,
okay,
maybe lay it on me and see if I know.
Is that like Walden Pond? Is that his brother?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. In 1816, a lecture on evolution inspired young Mary Godwin to dream about a scientist and a hideous phantasm. That dream led her to write what classic novel?
Oh, man.
Come on, you got an educated guess. An 1816 lecture on evolution inspired young Mary Godwin, and I will mention that was her maiden name, to dream about a scientist and a hideous phantasm. That dream led her to write what classic novel?
Okay, well, we'll throw it out there. Somebody will know.
919-929-WCHL.
That's your number to call. You can get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers Where You Are.
So good to go.
August is the official back-to-school season, so Performance Subaru is joining the old bandwagon with our own back-to-school event. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Scott had to say about his Performance Subaru experience.
I bought my first Subaru yesterday, and my experience at Performance Subaru was great. The salesman, David Hickerson, was professional, knowledgeable, and made the entire process a joy.
Now that's a wow. During our back-to-school event, you can lease a 2014 Subaru Legacy Sedan 2.5i Premium for $229 per month.
Stop. Number D4662, model EAD02, 42-month lease with 10,000 miles per year, $33.99 due at signing. Payment is plus NC taxes, registration, and $549 dealer admin fee. $0 security deposit, based on MSRP of $24,931 and selling price of $23,600. With approved credit, take delivery before 31 August 2014.
Performance Subaru loves to give back to the community, and in honor of our back-to-school event, our nonprofit highlight this month is PTA Thrift Shop. Learn more about their mission at ptathriftshop.org. Visit us at performancesubaru.com, where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
Hey,
wow.
Boy, I'll tell you what, the phones are ringing off the hook, and I have figured it out here, and we got a winner.
Are you talking about Jekyll and Hyde?
Yeah, you had something classic like that. Keep going.
Frankenstein.
Really? Yes.
Wow. Well, it had to do with science.
Yeah.
It had to do with evolution.
Yeah, and a hideous phantasm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. How
I should say that? Young, she began writing when she was only 18.
Wow.
And the work was published when she was 20.
Mm-hmm.
First edition was published anonymously, and the second, published in France in 1823, included her married name, Mary Shelley.
Okay, the answer to the question is Frankenstein. Sorry I could not get to all the phone calls this morning. We got a winner almost right away. Laura Gondek. Haven't heard from Laura in a while. She knew that it was Frankenstein, and Laura will get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, where you are good to go. And Freddie will be back with another trivia question for you bright and early tomorrow morning.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair by Brittany. It's 50% off salon services. Choose from two hair treatment options. A shampoo deep conditioning treatment, trim and style, is only $32.50, normally a $65 value. Brittany Moore is a licensed cosmetologist who is now accepting clients at the Company Hair and Nail Salon in Durham on Shannon Road. Brittany is experienced with both cuts and color. She will cater to your personal style and create a look that's just for you. It's half off from Hair by Brittany, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
64 degrees in Chapel Hill, 63 in Carborough this morning, where it's always a degree cooler. It also happens to be 64 in Hillsboro, 64 in Durham as well. Kind of a decent day. It's going to be a little warm, high today in the low 90s, partly sunny, a 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Of course, that's pretty much always the case late in the day this time of the year. Again, it's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. A second person from the Minneapolis area was apparently fighting with the ISIS terror group and was killed in Syria, according to family and those who knew him. More from WCCO-TV's Jamie Ukas, who spoke with a man in a Somali neighborhood of Minneapolis.
Omar Jamal says as many as 40 other young men from Minneapolis have joined Islamic fighters after they were pulled in by jihadists through social media.
They're using Twitter, they're using Facebook. They're using any means available to a computer system.
Now, the vast majority of Somalis condemn terrorism and love their country, but we're told that young men can be easy marks because of a lack of jobs and mentors.
Hackers from Russia apparently obtained substantial data from five banks in the U.S., including J.P. Morgan Chase, checking and savings account. They may have been compromised. The banks say they deal with cyber attacks on a daily basis, but cybersecurity expert Mark Rash says
they're not doing everything that they can, and by and large, we're just playing what we call whack-a-mole. You get one, and the next one pops up.
Looks like more trouble in eastern Ukraine. It's President Petro Poroshenko says an invasion of Russian forces has taken place, and one Reuters reporter says a Russian armored column was spotted close to the Ukraine border. The vehicles, as well as troops, had no military identification. The search for Malaysia Flight 370, which disappeared on March 8th, has been extended to an area a bit more south of where experts had been looking, out in the Indian Ocean. Ongoing Ebola outbreak killed more than 1,500 people in Africa. The World Health Organization says the number of cases could go over 20,000. Healthcare coverage loopholes are an increasing worry for patients in the U.S.
Under Obamacare, insurers can no longer reject customers with potentially expensive pre-existing conditions. But according to consumer advocates, they're still finding a way out. The group Consumer Watchdog says insurance companies have ways to scare away people with expensive conditions. For instance, some are excluding well-known cancer centers from their lists of providers. Or they make patients fork over large initial payments for specific drugs like HIV medications. Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
Wall Street, S&P futures down.